We have a wonderful portion of the board meeting now. At this time, we're going to recognize the volunteers for their many hours and great effort towards the business of IPAN and the Internet.
I'm watching my cue.
I'd like to introduce Senior Policy Analyst and a member of ICANN's Policy and Community, Carlos Reyes.
Thank you, Nancy. Good afternoon. ICANN's growth and evolution as a multi-stakeholder organization depends on the sustained engagement of our volunteer community. Indeed, our greatest asset is community member time and commitment to the work of ICANN. Traditionally, at every public ICANN meeting, the board and community express their thanks to volunteer leaders who find their terms of office ending. Today, we recognize 10 leaders for their contributions to communities, working groups, and other special efforts for their work. They include David Archbold for his service as Geographic Regions Review Working Group Chair, Rafiq Damak for his service as non-commercial users constituencies voting member on the non-com, Avery Doria, for her service as at-large new GTLD working group chair, Holly Reich, for her service as APRALO chair, Jose Francisco Arce, for his service as LACRALO chair, Sylvia Herlein-Leite, for her service as LACRALO secretariat. From the CCNSO, Rulof Mayer, for his service as CCNSO counselor. And from the GNSO, Chris Chaplow, for his service as commercial business users constituency vice chair. All of those who are present here at this meeting are featured in a photograph. And we also are recognizing two members of the GNSO today in memoriam, Alain Beranger and John Bing. I now invite Marie-Laure Lemonneur, not-for-profit operational concerns constituency chair, to offer remarks recognizing Alain Beranger.
Thank you. Alain Beranger sadly passed away shortly before Christmas 2013 after a long illness. The last time we saw Alain, it was during the ICANN meeting in Beijing last year, in April. We will always remember him, his smile, his passion, while we were brainstorming about our plans for NPOC for the month to come. Some weeks later, I received a phone call that brutally reminded me of how fragile life is. Too many of us in the community, he was much more than our chair and much more than the first elected chair of NPOC. He had become a close friend. Alain was truly a unique person simply because he had a very special heart. He gave us a lot of reasons to be very grateful and to celebrate his life. It is an honor to have been his friend. He will be sorely missed, but fondly remembered. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marie-Laure. I now invite Dr. Bruce Tonkin, Vice Chair of the Board of Directors, to offer remarks recognizing John Bing.
Thank you. With respect to John Bing, John joined the GNSO Council when I was Chair of the GNSO Council, and he was an appointee from the Nominating Committee. And one of the objectives of the Nominating Committee is to bring people from outside the ICANN community with sort of expertise and new ideas. And at the time, we were in the midst of developing the new GTLD policy recommendations, and I was also chairing of that process. And John made a huge contribution, really, to the foundation of the various dispute mechanisms that that you have here today in the new GTLD program. He was able to lay out, from a legal perspective and his experience, the differences between dispute resolution, mediation, arbitration, how those different dispute mechanisms can be used in different forums, and out of that advice led really to the framework of protections that were built into the new GTLD program. So I'd like to thank him and remember him for his substantial contribution at the time.
Thank you, Bruce. I would now like to invite Dr. Stephen Crocker, Chair of the Board of Directors, to provide concluding remarks for our volunteer recognition program.
Thank you. No, it's all been said, and the emphasis on the importance of the volunteers needs to be repeated and repeated because it is the thing that truly makes this community and indeed part of the internet community as a whole, the whole spirit, completely different and revolutionary compared to other kinds of communities that have arisen in the telecommunications industries prior to this, and it just permeates. It's the essence of the bottoms up process and the inclusiveness, and it infuses us with energy and diversity and novelty, and it keeps us all going. So on behalf of all of us, thank you. Keep it up. Thank you.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome ICANN Board Chair, Dr. Stephen Crocker.
Well, I didn't go away, actually, so you don't have to welcome me back. But it is a good transition that as we thank these people for their service, the next thing that I want to share is recognition of two people whose service is continuing and in various ways. You may have noted that we made an adjustment in the terms of office on the board, and we aligned all of the terms to be synchronized on the to begin and end during our annual general meeting in the last formal meeting of the calendar year. The prior system was selection of the SO and ALAC representatives or designated people early in the year in order to inform the NOMCOM from a point of view of geographic balance what they were dealing with. And we had been seating those people who were selected close to the time that they were selected. And that meant they arrived in the middle of the year and their predecessors left in the middle of the year. Over a period of years, we found that was quite awkward. And as I said, we've now aligned the terms, but we've kept the selection timings the same. As it works out, this is the very first time that we have somebody new being selected and whose seating will be deferred until the fall. And so we have this mild novelty of having somebody who will be in waiting for a long period of time. I want to take note of the two that, whose elections we know about. Chris Despain has been reelected by the CCNSO. Why don't you stand up for just a second, Chris? Yep. And you have probably heard the news, but Rinalia Abdul-Rahim, am I pronouncing it correctly? And are you back there somewhere? Please stand up. Thank you. Has been elected from ALAC and will join us formally in the fall. As is our standard practice, we try to bring in the newly elected board members early into the process. From a legal perspective, they're effectively observers, but we run them through the whole process of confidentiality agreements and induction and so forth, and try to get them up to speed and captured, if you will, right away. So looking forward to the changes. The board is working smoothly. I've had the privilege of being on the board for, in one capacity or another, for an embarrassingly long time. And like every organization, it goes through different cycles. And we're functioning quite well, I would say. So with that, we'll move right on to the formal business. I call to order the ICANN Board of Directors. We're meeting here in Singapore on 27 March 2014. We have a published agenda that consists of a number of items on our consent agenda, and the formality of the consent agenda is that we do it by unanimous approval. And if anybody, any director, for any reason, without any requirement to justify, is able to pull something off of the consent agenda, and we'll consider it more fully on the main agenda. And then we have a couple of items on the main agenda. I will, various of us will read the items on the consent agenda, and then we will have a single approval of them. I call on John Jeffrey to read the minutes in brief for 7 February 2014 and 17 February 2014. What?
No, roll call.
Oh, roll call. Thank you. It's the only, yes, thank you. I apologize. Let's indeed take roll and make sure that we have enough people here to do our business. We'll start with you. Who are you down there?
Sébastien Bachelet. Yeah.
Heather Dryden.
Eric Hamann.
Bruno Lanvin.
Olga Madruga, 14.
Ray Polzak.
Bruce Tonkin.
Wu Guowei.
Ram Mohan.
Steve Crocker.
Bill Graham.
Suzanne Wolf.
Chris Despain.
Shireen Chalabi.
George Sadowski.
Jonas Horninen.
Mike Silva.
Gonzalo Navarro.
Fadi Shehade.
And I don't know if Wolfgang Kleinvector is available on the phone. Does not seem to be. Mr. Jeffrey, our counsel, do we have a quorum?
Yes, we do, sir.
Thank you. And thank you again, Sebastian. All right. JJ, can you give us a summary of the minutes?
I can certainly read the resolution. So this is the approval of the board minutes for the meetings on 7 February 2014 and 17 February 2014, and the resolution is to approve those sets of minutes for publication.
Thank you. And these minutes are posted. Kuo Wei, I call on you to read the resolutions regarding the redelegations of the .vg domain representing the British Virgin Islands and the redelegation of .zm representing Zambia.
Resolved, as part of the exercise of its responsibility under the INA function contract, I can review and evaluate the request to redelegate the .vg country code top-level domain to the Telecommunication Regulator Commission of the British Virgin Islands. The documentation demonstrated that the proper procedure will follow in the evaluating the request. Resolved, the board directed pursuant to the Article 3 of Section 5.2 of the ICANN bylaw, the certain portion of the rationale not appropriate for the public distribution within the resolution, preliminary report or minutes at this time due to the contract obligation, should be withheld until public release is allowed according to those contract obligations.
Thank you very much. Ram, I call on you to read.
Steve,
not yet. I'm sorry. Not finished. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's getting late in the week for me.
One more. Okay.
Thank you.
Resolved the 2014, March 27, as part of the exercise of the responsibility under the INA function contract, I can have review and evaluate the request to redelegate the .zm country code top-level domain name to the Zambia Information and Communicational Technology Authority. The documentation demonstrates that the proper procedure will follow in evaluating the request. Resolved, 2014, March 27, the board directs that pursuant to the Article 3, Section 5.2, of the ICANN bylaw, this certain portion of the rationale are not appropriate for the public distribution within the resolution, preliminary report or minutes at this time due to the contractor obligation should be withheld until public release is allowed according to this contractual obligation. I'm done.
Thank you, and I apologize again. I call on Ram to read Resolution 1D SAC 062, Advisory on Name Collision.
Thank you, Steve. Whereas on 12th November 2013, the ICANN Security and Stability Advisory Committee, SSAC, published SAC 62, SSAC Advisory Concerning the Mitigation of Name Collision Risk, SAC 62. Whereas in SAC 62, the SSAC advice integrates the new GTLD program committee's recent decisions on name collision risks and provides specific recommendations and advice for further work by ICANN to mitigate risks from name collision. Whereas the board previously adopted a resolution acknowledging receipt of the SSAC advice in SAC 62 and directing ICANN's president and CEO to have the advice provided in SAC 62 evaluated and to produce a recommendation to the board regarding the acceptance of that advice. The board also directed that the feasibility and costs of implementing the advice be evaluated and an implementation plan be provided with timelines and high-level milestones for review by the board no later than 120 days from the adoption of the resolution. Whereas the board has considered the advice of the SSAC contained in SAC 62 in addition to the feasibility and costs of implementing the advice. Resolved, the board adopts the SSAC advice in SAC 62 and directs ICANN's president and CEO or his designee to proceed with implementing the recommendations in SAC 62.
Thank you very much. I call on Bill Graham to read Resolution 1E, Board GAC Recommendation Implementation Working Group.
Thank you, Steve.
Whereas in Resolution 2011-09-17-10, the Board created the Board GAC Recommendation Implementation Working Group, or BGRIWG, which was tasked with leading the Board's coordination with the Governmental Advisory Committee on, among other things, the implementation of the GAC-related recommendations from the First Accountability and Transparency Review Team, or ATRT. Whereas the second ATRT submitted its final report and recommendations to the Board on the 31st of December 2013, whereas the ATRT 2 report contains recommendations regarding GAC operations and interactions. Whereas the Board Governance Committee has recommended that the BGRIWG term be extended in order to lead the Board's coordination with the GAC on the implementation of the ATRT 2 GAC-related recommendations that the Board adopts. Whereas the BGC has recommended that current membership of the BGRI Working Group include the following Board members: Chris Despain, Bill Graham as co-chair alongside a GAC-identified co-chair, Erica Mann, Ram Mohan, Ray Polzak, and Mike Silber. Resolved, 2014-03-27, number to come, the Board approves the extension of the term of the Board GAC Recommendation Implementation Working Group, which shall be tasked with leading the Board's coordination with the GAC on overseeing the implementation of the ATRT 2 GAC-related recommendations that the Board adopts. Resolved, the term of the Board GAC Recommendation Implementation Working Group shall be deemed concluded upon determination by and notification to the ICANN Board Chair from the Working Group's co-chairs that its work in relation to the Board adopted ATRT 2 GAC-related recommendations is concluded.
Thank you. I will cover the resolutions 1F, G, H, and I. Thank you to the sponsors of the ICANN 49 meeting. We've had the thank yous for the interpreters. Thank yous to the interpreter staff, event, and hotel meetings. Thank you to the local hosts of the ICANN 49 meeting. And we've had the recognition of the departing members. So resolution 1F. The Board wishes to thank the following sponsors: VeriSign Incorporated, Iron Mountain Incorporated, NCC Group, Public Interest Registry, Affilius Limited, Radix Registry, PDR Solutions, Community.Asia, New Start Inc., Central NIC, Trademark Clearinghouse, Dot Clubs Domain, Freenom, China Internet Network Information Center, is that CNNIC, ARI Registry Services, Uniregistry Corp, ZA Central Registry, ICANN Wiki, and AUS Registry Pty Limited. The resolution 1G, the Board expresses its deepest appreciation to the scribes, interpreters, technical teams, and the entire ICANN staff for their efforts in facilitating the smooth operation of the meeting. The Board would also like to thank the management and staff of the Fairmont Singapore and Swiss Hotel, the Stamford, for their assistance in providing the wonderful facility for this event. Special thanks are extended to Kenan Lam, Senior Conference Services Manager, Shihui Teo, Conference Service Executive, and Wendy Teo, Director of Sales. Resolution 1H. The Board wishes to extend its thanks to Infocom Development Authority, IDA, of Singapore and Singapore Network Information Center, SGNIC, for their support of ICANN 49 in Singapore. Special thanks are extended to Dr. Yaqob bin Ibrahim, Minister for Communication and Information of Singapore, for his support of and participation in the meeting. The Board also extends its thanks to Mr. Leong Ken Tai, Chairman SGNIC and Deputy Chief Executive Director General Telecoms and Post IDA. And Resolution 1I, recognition of the community members, which you saw in full ceremony previously. That completes the consent agenda, and I call on the Board for approval by voice vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you very much.
We now move on to the main agenda. The first item on the main agenda is item 2A, composition and scope of the board working group on nominating committee. I call on Bruce Tonkin to read the resolution, and then we will move it and proceed with formal consideration of it.
Thank you, Steve. Whereas the board previously received the final report of the NONCOM finalisation review working group on the 12th of March 2010, which called for a review in 3 years' time of issues pertaining to the composition and size of the nominating committee and the recruitment and selection functions of the nominating committee. Whereas the board previously approved the establishment of a board working group on nominating committee in accordance with the charter recommended by the Board Structural Improvements Committee. Whereas the board desires to clarify the purpose of the board working group for the nominating committee presented in the previously adopted charter. Whereas the board determined that the membership of the board working group on the nominating committee would be addressed by the board governance committee. Whereas the board governance committee has recommended that the following board members be appointed as members of the board working group on the nominating committee: George Sadowski as chair, Ram Mohan, Ray Polzak, and Mike Silber. Resolved, the board hereby adopts a revised charter of the board working group for the nominating committee, which clarifies that the purpose of the board working group for the nominating committee is to execute the recommendation of the review finalisation working group, recommendation 10, to address the size and composition of the nominating committee and the recruitment and selection process of the nominating committee. It's resolved the board hereby names the following board members to serve on the board working group for the nominating committee: George Sadowski as chair, Ram Mohan, Ray Polzak, and Mike Silber.
Thank you very much. I know that the standard order is to move this and second it before reading it, but I've always found that to be a very peculiar practice to try to move something that hasn't been described yet. So with the permission to proceed in a slightly non-standard order, let me now ask that we move this. Ray, and a second. Shireen, thank you. Any discussion? Well, then I call for a vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Sebastian is opposed, and I'll call on you momentarily if you wish to record a reason. And are there any abstentions? Thank you. As is our practice, anyone who is, of course, has the unquestionable right to and duty, actually, to oppose a motion if they don't agree with it, or to abstain. And it's our common practice to provide opportunity for anybody to put into the record reasons if they wish to, not required. Sebastian?
Merci. Comme s'abstenir ou voter contre, c'est la même chose.
Okay, how can, since abstaining and voting against is exactly the same according to the rules of procedure of the board, let us go to the substantive part of this issue. I will vote against this resolution for several reasons. First of all, I believe we should seek the to be unanimous or as unanimous as possible in the board. I think we didn't seek this position. Secondly, I believe that we always ask too much of the same people. As you see, there's always or there are two resolutions approved or adopted by the board regarding the same people. And thirdly, I believe that the NOMCOM issue or topic should be put forth in a more global or comprehensive issue. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you very much, Sebastian. And to emphasize the point that we value the opinions, even if we don't all agree on the same one,
let me ask that in this particular case that we take that we pay attention to what the scribes are typing and make sure that it is complete and matches what you've tried to say. And because the scribe process, although it's very high quality, is not always perfect. But in this case, I think we should make an attempt to have it exactly match what you've said. Thank you. So with that, the motion passes, its resolution is adopted. And we now move on to 2B, ATRT 2 final recommendations. I will read this and then ask for somebody to move it. Whereas the affirmation of commitments requires ICANN to organize a review of its execution of commitments to maintain and improve robust mechanisms for public input, accountability, and transparency that ensure that the outcomes of its decision-making reflect the public interest and that ICANN is accountable to all stakeholders. Whereas the second Accountability and Transparency Review Team, that is ATRT 2, provided the board with its final report, the ATRT 2 final report, containing 12 recommendations with numerous subparts on 31 December 2013. And whereas the ATRT 2 final report was posted for public comment from 9 January 2014 through 15 March 2014, the public comments will serve to inform board action as the board considers taking action on the ATRT 2 recommendations. Whereas the affirmation of commitments obligates ICANN to take action within 6 months of receipt of the ATRT 2 recommendations, that is, by 30 June 2014, resolved, the board acknowledges the ATRT2's hard work and dedication and thanks the ATRT2 for producing a comprehensive set of recommendations to improve ICANN's accountability and transparency. And resolved, the board thanks the ICANN community for commenting on the ATRT2 recommendations and will consider this input as it takes further action on those recommendations. Resolve, the board requests that the president and CEO, through his designees, provide the board with a proposal for board action on each of the recommendations and, where practical, proposed initial work plans and budgets for the recommendations, along with a status report on efforts related to all recommendations, taking into account all input received. Resolve, the board intends to respond timely to each of the recommendations by 30 June 2014. Would somebody like to move this? Olga, and somebody like to second? Bill, thank you. Any discussion? I'd like to make a comment. We had a session yesterday morning in which went into a bit of detail about what the process is during this period, that is, after the recommendations have been delivered to us and before we've made decisions on them. We take this extremely seriously. We have a very thorough process. The elements of that process are to make sure that we understand what the each recommendation says, so it's a sort of check on clarity. We check to see whether or not we could, whether we, once we understand them, whether they're feasible if we were to choose to implement them. And then we go through the, those two are intended to be very quick, and but to catch any possible miscommunications. The third step is allocation of resources or assessment of what resources would be needed, how much time it would take, and where the responsibility would lie for the implementation process. And then the fourth step is we ask the staff for their recommendation as to how to proceed. And using a nomenclature that arose from interactions with the GAC at the early stage of the GTLD program, a nomenclature that's useful is to code each one of these 1A, 1B, or 2. 1A means accept without any modification. 1B is to accept with modifications that typically represent agreement in a strong agreement in principle and some attention to some details that might need to be different. And two is a non-acceptance, which typically is quite rare
and certainly requires an awful lot of explanation as to why we would be in that position. After those steps are completed, various board committees that are matched up with what the with each of the recommendations review and consider the consequences of accepting the recommendations and make then recommendations to the full board, and finally the full board votes on these. The 6-month period, which is where the board is obligated to take action, covers that portion of the work. The actual implementation typically proceeds from there. In some cases, we're fortunate enough to begin the implementation earlier, but we learned from the first cycle of ATRT1, if you will, recommendations, that the implementation period typically takes a considerable period of time. It varies with depending upon what the recommendation is. One other comment is that these 12 recommendations with multiple subparts, as a matter of careful processing and understanding, we deal with these in both in their aggregated form of 12 recommendations, and we've broken them down now into what amount to 51 different subparts, and each of those is assigned and runs through the same process. Working closely with staff, Teresa Swinehart is in charge of the review process overall, and Jamie Headland is the person who's in charge of moving this process along for the ATRT to recommendations, and we're working very closely together. As you saw from yesterday's report, of the 51 subparts, 33 have been fully processed by staff and are now in the hands of board committees, and the others are moving along rapidly. We're now approximately halfway through the 6-month period, and I'm confident that we will have everything under control and decided upon and carefully documented. Part of the process of looking at the resources required is intended to work smoothly with respect to then the implementation cycle, in that the project planning processes and allocation of resources that takes place then can be informed by the spade work that's done earlier. So I appreciate you bearing with me while I go through all of that, but it's been on my personal agenda to make sure that this gets attended to thoroughly, and I wanted to share a little bit of the details that are going in there. And underneath all of that is the quite detailed work that supports that. Any other discussion? Have I turned anybody off to vote against? All right, I call for the vote. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you very much. So resolution 2B has passed. We now move to resolution 2C, collection of metrics to examine impact on new GTLDs on competition, consumer choice, and trust. I call on Bruce Tonkin to read this.
Thank you, Steve. The resolution states, whereas in the affirmation of commitments, ICANN has committed to organising a review that will examine the extent to which the introduction of new GTLDs has promoted competition, consumer trust, and consumer choice once new GTLDs have been in operation for 1 year. Whereas on the 10th of December 2010, the ICANN board requested that the At-Large Advisory Committee, the Government Advisory Committee, the Generic Name Supporting Organisation, and the Country Code Names Supporting Organisation provide input on establishing the definition, measures, and 3-year targets for competition, consumer trust, and consumer choice in the context of the domain name system. This request resulted in the board receiving input in 2013 from the GNSO Council and the At-Large Advisory Committee. each offering recommendations on specific metrics. Whereas the board directed the ICANN president and CEO to convene a volunteer group, the Implementation Advisory Group for Competition, Consumer Trust and Consumer Choice, IAG, in advance of a future AOC Competition, Consumer Trust and Consumer Choice review team. The volunteer group was tasked with evaluating the GNSO Council and the ALEX recommendations and reporting to the board on the feasibility, utility and cost-effectiveness of adopting these recommendations. Whereas on the 4th of March, the IAG submitted to the board its interim recommendations for the immediate collection of certain time-sensitive data elements, which are interim recommendations, to establish a benchmark of the current state of the generic domain name sector prior to the widespread adoption and use of new GTLDs. Whereas, because the investment to implement two initiatives in response to the IAG's interim recommendations will almost certainly exceed $500,000, the board is being asked to authorise the funding of this project. It's resolved that the ICANN board thanks the IAG for its interim recommendations and looks forward to receiving additional feedback from the IAG as it concludes its work. It's resolved that the ICANN president and CEO or his designee is hereby directed to immediately secure one or more qualified survey firms to conduct a global consumer survey to gather baseline measurements in the areas of consumer trust and consumer choice. The board authorises the contracting for and disbursement of payments up to, and the amount is redacted for negotiation purposes, to conduct this global survey to establish the baseline and to conduct subsequent follow-up surveys. The survey should ensure coverage in each of the five ICANN geographic regions and, where relevant, ensure a mix of developed and developing countries in each region. Secure one or more qualified economic firms to conduct an economic study to take into account the impact of new GTLDs on competition in the DNS ecosystem, including consideration of relevant pricing data. The economic study should take into account the wholesale and retail prices, including aftermarket prices, for CCTLD and GTLD domain names now and at a later point. Take into account TLD startup and launch phases, as well as ongoing operations, and include an analysis of the findings in light of the competition conditions of the domain name sector. The contract terms should require strict confidentiality and use of data only in aggregate form, as well as other safeguards to protect against misuse of the data collected. The board authorises the contracting for and disbursement of payments of up to, and again the amounts redacted for negotiation purposes, to conduct this economic study to establish a baseline against which subsequent follow-on surveys will be measured, and to conduct the subsequent follow-on surveys. It's resolved that the President and CEO or his designee is hereby directed to carefully scope and design the study's phases to ensure that it supports the important goal of analysing competition, consumer choice and consumer trust, taking into account the experiences of some CCTLDs that have conducted or are proposing to conduct similar studies. It's resolved the President and CEO or his designee is hereby directed to provide the resulting scope and design to the ICANN board for review prior to securing qualified firms to carry out this work. It's resolved, pursuant to Article 3, Section 5.2 of the ICANN bylaws, specific items within this resolution shall remain confidential for negotiation purposes unless and until such time as the President and CEO determines it may be appropriate to disclose such information.
Thank you very much. I have a someone to move this? Sebastian, thank you. Someone to second? Chris, thank you. Call for any discussion?
Steve.
Yes, please.
Lost the mic. Yeah, I just like just to take the board partly through and the community, I guess, the steps in preparing this resolution. The staff prepared a draft resolution that was presented to Sebastian Bachelet and myself to do an initial review. As a result of that review, we requested a few changes, including that it was clear that we cover the five geographic regions and ensure that we get diversity in responses. The draft was then presented to the board yesterday in its board workshop. Board members then asked staff about what experience had firms in this area have had, and a number of questions about whether the work would be put out to an RFP, and the staff assured us that it would. And there were also some questions about the ability, given the size of expenditure here, and given that what's often critical in these cases is getting the survey itself correctly formed and the questions correctly formed, that the board members also wish to review the material before we enter into any contracts with providers in this space. A further change was just made shortly to indicate that initially we had one firm, or the resolution was reading Secure A firm, but it's also noted because of the global nature of some of these surveys, it may be more than one firm. So we just wanted to give the staff scope there that if in response to the RFPs we find that some firms are better in some regions than others, then there's scope to use multiple firms. So just wanted to bring the board up to date on recent changes.
Thank you very much. Any other discussion? I've been informed that... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Thank you, Steve. Just a couple of questions on this and a little bit of clarification. I understand that there will be RFPs before the firms are actually contracted. That's very important. And also, the resolution is worded such that we are resolving that we go ahead and secure the qualified survey firms, and then we are also resolving that after scoping the work, it shall be brought back to the board for review prior to securing the qualified firms. So if we can just kind of clarify a little bit the timeline of the steps.
Yeah, I think what we might need to do is just change the order of those resolved clauses. We sort of resolve the president sort of bring it back and then, yeah.
Thank you. I've been informed that Wolfgang Klenvechter is now online and can hear us and can signal the acoustic. The arrangement doesn't make it very comfortable for him to respond orally. It'll blast out all over the place. But council informs me that he's able to signal his vote. Is there any further discussion? Let me call for a vote and ask all in favor. Say aye.
Aye. Aye.
And JJ, are you able to gather a vote from Wolfgang?
Not yet, Steve.
All right. Well, let me move on and come back to that while you're doing that. Are there any opposed here? Any abstentions? Thank you. And have we got Wolfgang's vote?
Yes, he's voting in favor.
Thank you very much. The motion passes unanimously. Good work. Thank you. And this is obviously extremely important leading up to the next round of it's important in multiple ways. It's important leading up to the next round of GTLDs. It's important to assess what's happened out of the current round. We move on to Resolution 2D, Globalization Advisory Groups. Fadi, I'd like to call on you to read these, and then after we move these, I may call on you again for a little bit more discussion. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Whereas every resolution before this one gave me more work, I'm happy to read this one because it gives me less work.
I'm sorry?
Whereas every resolution before this one on this agenda gave the CEO more work,
Yep.
I'm happy about this one because it gives me less work.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm reading the resolution now. Whereas as part of its continued globalization efforts, on 17th February 2014, the board approved the creation of several globalization advisory groups composed of board members to address the following areas: affirmation of commitments, policy structures, legal structures, root server system, the IANA multi-stakeholder accountability, and internet governance. Whereas the globalization advisory groups were established to provide guidance to the board in support of ICANN's globalization work led by the president and CEO. Whereas to support and enhance the multi-stakeholder model of internet policymaking and governance, on the 14th of March 2014, the U.S. Commerce Department's National Telecommunications and Information Administration announced its intent to transition its stewardship of key internet technical coordination functions to the global multi-stakeholder community. As the first step, NTIA asked ICANN to convene global stakeholders to develop a proposal to transition the current role played by NTIA in the technical coordination of the internet's domain name system. Whereas ICANN has now launched global multi-stakeholder community discussions to begin the work called for in the NTIA announcement, starting with numerous sessions held during ICANN's 49th public meeting in Singapore. These discussions will be used to develop the mechanism for stewardship transition with respect to the DNS technical coordination functions and the transition of AOC accountability. Whereas with the launch of the global multi-stakeholder community discussions, the need for and purpose of the globalization advisory groups has been minimized. Resolved on 2014, March 27, the board hereby dissolves the globalization advisory groups addressing AOC policy structures, legal structure, the root server system, and the IANA multi-stakeholder accountability, and directs that the work contemplated to be undertaken by these globalization advisory groups be considered as part of the recently initiated global multi-stakeholder community discussions that will help develop the mechanism for stewardship transition with respect to the DNS technical coordination or IANA functions and help develop the mechanism for the transition of AOC accountability. Resolved, 2014, March 27th, the board hereby dissolves the globalization advisory group addressing internet governance, as the board anticipates that the work contemplated to be undertaken by this globalization advisory group will be incorporated into the work being undertaken by the cross-community working group on internet governance.
Thank you very much. Someone like to move this? Chris, someone second? Sebastian, thank you very much. Any discussion? I guess, Fadi, as I said, I'd like to ask you for a brief recap of the sequence and how this fits into the larger picture of what's going on.
Certainly. I think it's pretty clear that since these advisory groups were set out by the board resolution, quite a few events have really overtaken us. Certainly the announcement by NTIA has changed the landscape. So in consultation, frankly, with many members of the community and in discussions with the board, we have reached the right recommendation and conclusion that we should dissolve these advisory groups and instead engage the community through the public consultation mechanisms that we have launched here in Singapore. So I believe that since we had not launched these advisory groups formally, there's obviously no impact to our cost or our work. This is the right thing to do,
and it shows, frankly, on the part of this board, a sensitivity to the current overload in the community, but much more importantly, an appreciation for once under my tenure of Mikey O'Connor's insistence that we should focus on bottom-up working groups. So to him and to all of us, I think this is a good decision.
Thank you very much. You commented earlier that this is an unusual resolution in that this takes work away from you as opposed to adding more work. And you commented just now about sensitivity, about overload on the community. There's also another thing which is sounds almost the same, which is sensory overload on the community. The mere task of keeping track of the profusion of panels and working groups and advisory groups and et cetera, has been challenging. So I think on behalf of the community and the board too, frankly, it'll be good to reduce a little bit of the myriad of structures that we have. So it's a good sign. Any further discussion, Sebastian?
Yes, I would like to ask a question because when we passed the resolution on the 17th of February, the name of those working group was President's Globalization Advisory Groups. I just want to be sure that in not taking President before the Globalization Advisory Group, we are not doing something different that we decide on the 17th of February. Thank you.
Yeah, my recollection is slightly different. We did have a discussion about naming them as President's Advisory Groups, but in the end, I think we chose different names. Let me ask for counsel to make sure that the pieces all fit together and the record is clean.
So for the record, these are the very same advisory groups that were created during that previous resolution.
Thank you.
And they may be improperly named now.
Further discussion? Call for a vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
And Wolfgang adds his vote as well. In favor.
Thank you very much. And any abstentions? Good. The motion passes unanimously. Sorry. This brings us to an end of the official agenda. Is there any other business that any board member wishes to place before us? There's this momentary pause of expectation. This completes the formal board meeting of ICANN board meeting on the state and brings this session to a close, and in fact brings the entire ICANN meeting to a close except for it's party time. We're having drinks. Where are the drinks?
Right across the hallway in the SB foyer and Ben Coolen foyer.
Thank you all. We'll see you in London.